Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching all around the planet, making us number 10 in the world with regards to political and social commentary, where you get the kind of professional and profound analysis that enables you to become, as I've said, the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. And I mean that seriously. Today on the program, my friend Joey Gilbert back for his weekly visit. This week of Thanksgiving, he and I thankful for all of you. Thankful for you entering into our life to make differences for the better. And ladies and gentlemen, you have entered into my life to make differences for the better, and I appreciate you. That's part of the call, I think, of this life, you know, to follow God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to help each other along the way, to enter into each other's lives to make differences for the better. It's what the pilgrims did with the Indians. It's what we did at the founding of our country. It's what we continually strive to do. Although we're not perfect, we're human beings. We can't be perfect, but we can strive for what we know is a more perfect union, a more perfect republic, just as the founders and the divine providence of God, that very presence of God itself, called us to do those years ago when God inspired our founding documents. Today, examples that God is alive and that the communist socialist left is on the way out. In the wake of the Kyle Rittenhouse justice serving, the serving of justice was rendered for truth in the American way. The majority knows it. And we have a criminal in an SUV plowing his way through a Christmas parade. We will not be intimidated, ladies and gentlemen. We will still gather at parades and celebrate. These kinds of criminals who do this on purpose, he was disgruntled, obviously, about the Rittenhouse verdict. He has a career history as a criminal, including child abuse. This gentleman, we're going to talk about him in detail on the show. We're not going to not mention him. We call out evil on this program. And likewise, a former, and I say the word former with an abundant amount of joy because she resigned just moments ago, the former communication director for the Democratic Party in DuPage County, Illinois, she had the gall and the audacity to say that that driver of the car was acting in self-defense and that it was karma for a bad decision of justice in the Kyle Rittenhouse hearing and trial. Well, that kind of satanic presence in our world is real. And it's not just because she's a bad person that she said that. It's because demonic Satan possession is real, and we will address it. If you think that's hokey pokey, if you think that's hooey, or if you think that's witchcraft and a myth, you're not thinking clearly. It exists, and people like this, the driver of that SUV and the woman, the former communication director of the Democratic Party of DuPage County, Illinois, are prime examples about how Satan takes possession of you, and we will fight it. They are not the party of God. We are. And we are going to talk about that and take it head on as it should be. We need to, as conservatives, take these issues head on and cast out these demons. And we will. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? The Right Side with Doug Billings begins right now. Let's go.
What you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us all around the planet. And I'm right here in the smack dab middle of the fruited plain between the two seashores, the shining Republic of America, bringing you truth, justice, and the American exceptionalism that you know is true. This week, Thanksgiving week in America, so much to be thankful for. One of the buddies, one of the friends that I've met over the last 19 months in all of this craziness is my friend Joey Gilbert. And I am thankful for him. Joey, I'm thankful for you, brother. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me back, Doug. I'm excited, as always.
Lots to be thankful for, but a lot of craziness going on, Joey, in the world. God. First of all, I want to get your take on the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. Obviously, I think you and I know daylight between us on this one. Justice was served, and the process
God.
Worked.
Not only was justice served, it was great justice. I'm just trying to. It was great justice. It's like you were watching two separate, storylines, depending on if you're actually just watching just the court stuff versus the media. What the media did to that poor kid is just unbelievable. You know, it was just the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life, because they had him guilty. They had him convicted of being all these terrible things. you know, and then when you finally got to see, you know, the, or got to hear the actual evidence, and you got to watch, it was, there was no question what happened there. It was no question from the very beginning. And so I'm actually so glad to find out that guys like Tucker Carlson were working behind the scenes, because otherwise the real story would never have been known. What they did to this young man, and I'll tell you something, you think Nick Sandman or that young, the Covington kid made some money. What they did to this young man is, I just hope he bankrupts him personally. That's where I'm at.
I think he may well do it. I mean, even Administrator Biden is liable. I mean, he was slandering the kid. For the love of Pete, Joey. Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys have no shame.
No, they have no shame, and they have no, they just have no, they have no sense of reality. It's all agenda, 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 narrative, narrative, narrative. They don't care. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the facts. They care about driving home their narrative at all costs. It doesn't matter. And the problem is people are getting hurt. The media, you know, President Trump said it, and he said it best. The media are the enemy. The fake news media are the enemy of the people. They truly are. And again, as we know, as you and I have come to talk, and we've, you know, met with you know, numerous people about this, it is all driven by the big banks and the big elites and everything. They own everything. They control the messaging. You know, you can go far down the line, Operation Mockingbird. I mean, look it up. And that they're just trying to sell you what they want you to believe it is, no matter what. And this kid, man, you know, and again, now we're seeing reverberations of what happened at the Christmas parade yesterday. I know we're going to talk about that. But this is what happens when you drive home something that was some unfair, you know, narrative that they've put together, as if no other person has gotten off for self-defense somewhere, black, white, brown, no matter. And I could show you dozens of stories across the country where they have, but they don't want to talk about that.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, in your quest to become the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, Joey just gave you an inadvertent homework assignment. Look up and research Operation Mockingbird. You think that the press isn't in a global coordinated effort to not only shield you from the truth and prevent you from seeing the truth, but they have a coordinated effort in the messages they deliver every day. Joey, you know, on that topic, you and I, we can watch mainstream media. We do, because you and I, we do the work for the people, right? You and I keep in touch. We can tell the folks when they're putting forth this fake news. But the point about their coordinated effort, look, you can go to MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, whatever, any one of the mainstream left-wing news outlets on any given day, and their headlines will be the same. They write the same headlines. They disperse it out. They send it out to each other. They're a coordinated message, a coordinated front. Now, they're crazy. They're evil, but they're coordinated, and our side can learn something from that.
Well, it's even scarier, Doug. If you were to watch the News 2, News 4, News 8, News whatever across the country at 5 o'clock every day, or at, you know, 11 o'clock, you will be shocked to hear all those anchors closing with the same closing, opening with the same opening monologue. It is freaky. It is scary. It is. It's the same again. It's like they get their talking points and they just read. They don't. There's no more, you know, actual reporting. There's reading off talking points of the canned messaging that the big news media, the fake news media have decided for the day of what we're allowed to know. You know, and again, that's why independent journalism is so important. That's why shows like, you know, The Right Side with Doug Billings is so important, because you're actually going to hear the truth. Again, we don't turn things around. We don't try to sell you anything. We give you the truth. We tell you exactly how it is. And again, you know, what's so funny, you see how they're reporting on certain people. There's different candidates running for different offices across the states, you know, across the country, like I'm doing. But you see how the news media reports on them, and they give them this one-sided, crazy narrative, and they immediately take the people's ability to judge from themselves. That's not how it's supposed to be. It was just supposed to be news reporting. Report the facts, let the people decide for themselves. But that doesn't happen anymore in America.
No, it doesn't. I mean, people like you running for the governor of the state of Nevada, you've obviously been over the target for a long time. By all measures, you are leading the pack. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. You're drawing huge numbers, and therefore now you are a target. You show up at these events, whether it's the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour, when you're on stage with General Flynn, who, by the way, has endorsed you, and you're at your rallies in your home state there, people will begin to attack and misquote you and come after you. Now you're over the target. The other day, I mean, I was at the San Antonio event with General Flynn, and the news comes out and says, General, you know, he's calling, you know, we need to be in one nation under God. We need to come back to the founding fathers. We need to unite again. And all of a sudden the media the next day, General Flynn calling for one national religion. Oh my God. You know, this, to your point, they will do anything to stoop to any level to misrepresent the truth.
Yeah.
And we will stop that.
Yeah. You got to know General Flynn and just what an amazing, issue. I mean, what an amazing man he is. And he was trying to say that, you know, coming together, you know, one nation under God, under our God. And I mean, it was, you know, you could take that, you could play on those words so many ways if you want to. He wasn't in any way, shape or form trying to say that, you know, everyone in America has to be the same religion, but he was trying to say that, you know, whether your God is whatever, you know, faith you are, you know, and again, when you really look at other faiths too, you know, God is God, you know, and in no certain course does anybody call for any type of, you know, harm to anybody. I think all people that are actually practicing any religion that is not some kind of a radical anything that are true, you know, religiously, you know, believe in God, would think that coming together under God, coming together under our creator, okay, however you want to see him as, you know, coming together under the creator, it's a symbolism for peace, working together, working in harmony, protecting your brother, your neighbor. It's just so simple, you know, it's so simple, but they will do anything they can to destroy any positive messaging. That's the most important thing. God forbid someone said something positive or said something that was going to provide hope or provide, you know, just a good feeling. They're going to take that person down and destroy them.
Well, and there's a couple of people out there in that mainstream media nonsense, Sammy Rodriguez, who apparently is associated with the Hispanic Christian Association. And then Pat Robertson, who's a well-known Christian leader on the Christian Broadcast Network, saying Flynn is calling for one national religion. These two guys are liars. That's not the truth. They've totally misrepresented General Flynn. All right, enough about that.
They've done that a couple of times, actually.
Yeah, they're not good. A couple of minutes left. Let's segue back to Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, you've got a young man, takes it upon himself to go patrol the streets of a community to protect it against anarchy and arson and tyranny. He is assaulted by the mob. He defends himself. Imagine, I mean, gosh, we have a right to self-defense. And I have contended, and you're an attorney, obviously, that it wasn't just Kyle Rittenhouse on trial. And I want you to tee this up. We'll come back and talk about it in the second segment. But here's what I want you to tee up. It wasn't Kyle necessarily only on trial. It was our Second Amendment, Joey.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Doug. It was a, you know, trying to bring a referendum. See, what are they always trying to do? Biden, you know, I think there's so much more sinister stuff in place, whether it's getting the gas prices to go sky high so they can implement their Green Deal and get everybody electric cars, and then they can shut off and turn off when they want to, and then they'll really control you. But the Second Amendment's been under attack for decades. They'll use anything they can to go after the Second Amendment. This was all about find this man guilty. Guns are bad. Take the guns away from everybody. Had nothing to do with what really happened there, or self-defense. And again, I'm just so glad that Kyle Rittenhouse was able to be, you know, to receive true justice. And again, our Second Amendment is under attack. It needs to be protected and expanded. And we'll talk more on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Joey Gilbert here with us during the week of Thanksgiving, things that we are thankful for. We're thankful for justice in America, for the Second Amendment, and all of these things that we're discussing. We're thankful, most of all, I think, for life, liberty, and the ability to pursue happiness in this life. We're going to talk with Joey throughout the show today. Hang on with us. A very short break. We'll be right back.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, COVID-19 can be prevented and treated. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD, StellaMD.com. You know Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's one of the frontline doctors. She has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all of the vitamins C, D, E, zinc, and all of that that you need to take. She's got her own line of those kinds of vitamins and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So you want to go to DrStellaMD.com. Sign up and get some of those drugs. Enter the promo code Doug. Promo code Doug gets you discounts, and you want to have some of this on hand. I've got it in my bathroom medicine cabinet on hand just in case. DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Doug, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Hey, Doug Billings here. Hydrogen-infused water. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Hydrogen-infused water. The benefits of it are incredible. There's been studies that show efficacy in over 170 disease models, ladies and gentlemen. Everything from swelling, bloating, sleep loss, metabolic rate, pain, you name it. 170 medical studies showing efficacy, relief, and benefits from hydrogen-infused water. Go over to holyhydrogen.com/Doug for $100 off this device. It sits on my counter right here in the studio. It looks like a coffee maker without the coffee, right? It's about that size, small. It's the only place where you can get therapeutic grade hydrogen infused water and gas at your fingertips. You can drink the water. You can breathe in the gas. HolyHydrogen.com/Doug for $100 off. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, the shining light of American exceptionalism throughout the world, right here on the program. And today, doing that with the help of my friend, Joey Gilbert. All right, Joey. So a couple of people I want to call out in this nonsense with regards to in this pure evil attack on Christmas, attack on innocent bystanders at a parade in Wisconsin. First of all, this guy that was driving the vehicle, the person of interest, quote unquote, the guy, the jack wagon who did this, Daryl E. Brooks. Now, Joey, a lot of shows in the mainstream will say, well, we're not going to show his face. We don't want to glorify the crime. Here's what we're going to show his face, and we're going to tell you what evil looks like, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to confront this. And this is, I mean, he's got numerous violent felonies. And in your state, I just read this off the wire, he's a tier 2 registered sex offender in Nevada. He's out there with numerous violent felonies. He plows his car through the crowd. The mainstream media, except for a few kooks, and I'll get to one of them in a moment, a Democrat from Illinois, I'm going to tell you about her, but everybody goes silent, or they seem to think that because he's black or mixed race, they can't talk about it. Where's their conversation on banning SUVs? I mean, this is how they react in mass shootings. It's always some device's fault, whether it's a gun or something. Where are they now, Joey? This guy, violent criminal, and he is... we've got to talk about it. We've got to make sure that we lift these families up in prayer. We're not going to let it intimidate us. We're not going to stop celebrating Christmas. We're not going to stop parades. This is their motive. This is what they want. Yeah. This is in their playbook.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, actually, you know, and the fact that they actually would, you know, I know you're going to bring up this Democrat lawmaker in Illinois. What a disgusting individual, you know, to even try and draw some kind of, you know, comparison just shows you how sick and demented they are. The bottom line is this, you know, it shouldn't matter what, you know, color, creed, race this person is. This person was bad. They were an evil person. They did wrong. Just like they did. They put Kyle Rittenhouse over every news channel, everywhere, every cover of every paper, every magazine you saw. But then something like this happens and they're going to call him the subject. They're going to call him the named person. It's nonsense. It needs to stop. You call evil for what it is. You put it out there. You let people know exactly who this is, what he did. And again, his face should be plastered on every newspaper. Don't give me this stuff about glorifying it. You know, at the end of the day, no one would want to see that. And that does send a message. So I just can't believe how far this country has fallen and that we've got this kind of nonsense happening on an almost daily basis.
You're right, Joey. We have fallen. I still think, you know, there is hope. But thank God that this kind of kook fringe, this radical left commu-socialist mindset occupies the minority. Now, the media glorifies it, and the media makes it appear as if they're the majority. And you've got this lady, this Illinois Democrat in elected office, imagine that, and her name, Mary Lemansky. Now, she's on Twitter calling this attack in Wisconsin, this guy who drove his SUV at high speeds through a parade route, crushing and killing children. She calls this karma for the Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, I guess that's karma. And then she goes on in this obviously evil and cynical, terrible rant. It's not even funny. She was trying to make this joke. She says, and I'm quoting, "It was probably self-defense." I mean, after all, he obviously didn't go there to hurt anybody. He was probably there to help people, which was, of course, the Kyle Rittenhouse narrative, which is what he actually did. But this woman, and I struggle to even call her a woman, she tweets this nonsense. It's evil, Joey. And we're going to put her picture up there, too, because I want to identify her. We got to call this out. We're through sitting back and doing nothing about this.
Yeah. We need to take it a step further, Doug. We need to demand her resignation immediately. and we need to use all our might. Listen, it's time to start. You know, I saw Steve Bannon, you know, and sometimes Steve says stuff that I don't agree with, but I also do agree with a lot he says. But he said, it's time to go on the offensive. It's time to go on the offensive. Enough is enough with these people. You know, a lot of people, Doug, I've been around you. You're one connected dude now, and you have relationships everywhere. It's time to reach out to all those relationships and come together as a united front. And when these guys come out and say stuff like this, we demand their resignation. Doug Billings, Joey Gilbert, General Flynn, and we all put our names to it. Clay Clark, we all need to start doing that, releasing our own big, you know, press junket that says we are demanding this Illinois lawmaker resign immediately or be recalled. That's what needs to start happening with these folks.
You're right. And that's an excellent point. I think you're onto something there. In fact, Joey, what I think I'm going to do today when we're done with this show, I'm going to sit down and draft a joint statement. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to General Flynn and Clay Clark and Ann Vandersteel and others.
Yep.
We're going to have to unite. I think you're onto something. Whatever influence we may have, we have to begin to wield whatever influence we have. And ladies and gentlemen, this goes for you too in the audience. Look, many times you all are the ones that have the greatest influence of all. Power of the pen, emails. Now, look, for some of this nonsense, Joey, you know, the time for writing emails and such for some of this stuff is long over.
Long over.
We need to actually take to the streets. We need to support candidates like you. We need to take to the streets. We need to demand change and an end to tyranny by taking to the streets.
Well, I'd love to know where this Illinois lawmaker is located, but I'll tell you something. There are huge conservative groups popping up everywhere. And I would ask anybody, any of your followers, anybody of my followers, anybody that watches The Right Side, with Doug Billings in Illinois, that has the ability to mobilize and that can form that local coalition, to do so immediately, reach out to Doug or I, let us help, let us get involved. We have the ability to put together press releases. We would love to contact your local, you know, newspapers, or reach out to our affiliates, get with One America News, get with Newsmax, and start this trending. Right, again, they want to play this game. Let's give it back to them and let's start this trending, or start this, you know, call for this Illinois lawmaker's resignation, because these guys, they have to understand, if they're elected to represent the people, they need to speak for the people. And this person is not speaking for the people.
No, those statements, those tweets, those were tyrannical, evil tweets.
Disgusting.
You know what? It just comes to mind. Our mutual friend, he's running for Senate from the state of Illinois, Bobby Payton.
Oh, let's get Bobby on it, baby. Let's get Bobby on it.
He's a pit bull.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't think about that, Doug. This woman just created herself a very nightmarish holiday weekend, because I don't know what you're going to do, but as soon as I get off this thing with you, I'm calling Bobby and I'm saying we're demanding her resignation and it's time to take to the streets on these people. Because I'll tell you something.
Yep.
Let's just flip-flop it for a second. If General Flynn or Joey Gilbert or Doug Billings or anybody, any elected Republicans said that, they would be coming for their head, their family, their job, their retirement. They would come for everything. Again, Republicans and conservatives have sat idly by for too long, you know, turning the other cheek, you know, letting it go. And enough is enough. We are where we're at today in this country, Doug, because not enough of us stepped up. Doug Billings felt the calling, so he stood up and started providing this show. And look at the millions of Americans across America now that are listening to you. Same thing with me. We stick together. We come together as a team, and we start pushing these bad people out. Enough's enough, man.
Amen.
Bobby's about to get a phone call.
He's going to get a one from both of us. I'll race you. We are shoulder to shoulder, Joey. I think that what we face here, pure evil, you know, you and I agree too. This is a battle of spiritual realms as well as it is physical ones here on earth. We will root it out. Our country founded by God and written, the documents written by men here, all of it inspired. And, you know, 400 years ago this week, the pilgrims came and celebrated the first Thanksgiving, and they united with, you know, the tribe there in Massachusetts. They signed a pact together for mutual protection and benefit against not only weather and elements and starvation, but against other tribes of Native Americans. They came together, they formed community. And look, we're going to self-correct the narrative of the left with regards to all of this. And the Americas were not founded on racism, on destruction of a natural or indigenous people. We were founded on brotherhood, community, and protection. And that's what we need to realize today as conservatives. We need to come together. We need to circle our wagons, not fire inward at each other, but fire outwards and begin a concerted effort to correct the course that we're on.
Absolutely.
I think that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about with Joey here, not only his campaign in the state of Nevada and get an update from him. I also want to touch base on Thanksgiving, the birth of this nation, and what we as conservatives should be focused on in this season of hope, because there is hope out there, despite what we see in the news and despite the things that Joey and I are speaking about. There are many reasons to be hopeful, and we'll talk about some of those when we come back. Stay with us. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here, where I am now less, and less is more. 60 pounds down since August 1st. Today is November 18th. This is a recorded commercial, so the time will go. But between August and now, August 1st, November 18th, 60 pounds down, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that awesome? And I want to tell you how I did it. Look, I feel called by God now to share this with you. I wanted to be determined and have fast results, and I've accomplished that goal. Fast results with a program that I've used. You can find it, rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Go over there and get information. And please also consider texting your name to this number, 816-260-4589. 816-260-4589. All I need is your name, and we'll get you some information. I have a staff of people on hand. We're not going to sell your name. We're not going to sell your phone number. Please don't go down those rabbit holes. Right Side of Health. Get there. Get healthy. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. Hey, I'm going to put some devices on my eyes that give me a kind of superpower. See that? Look at that. Kind of like Clark Kent in reverse. Instead of taking the glasses off, I'm putting them on and I get my strength. I get my eyes back. At the end of the day, you see, I'm looking at these monitors all day long and the studio lights up there, you can probably see in the reflection. At the end of the day, I had stressed eyes, scratchy, weary, tired eyes. These lenses cancel out the blue light and other lights that affect your mood, your eyes, the strain that you experience all day long. I have tried other glasses, but it's only blue blocks that have worked for me. I mean it. BLUBLOX.com. Their Black Friday sale going on until November 30th. You get 25% off these beauties. They are made in a lab in Australia, not some sweatshop in China. No, Australia. We love Australia. They come in non-prescription, prescription, and readers. And ladies and gentlemen, take a look at these lenses I'm going to show you, these glasses. They have what they call their summer glow blue light glasses. Those are the ones that have the yellow lenses there. See, they help reduce migraines, stress, and anxiety, and low moods. If you want to improve your mood, check out those yellow lens babies right there. Also, the Sleep Plus blue light blocking glasses, the ones with the amber lenses. I like those. Those are cool. They help with poor sleep, fatigue, and low energy levels. These things work, ladies and gentlemen. They are delivered worldwide, and their Black Friday special through November 30th, 25% off, blueblocks.com, BLUBLOX.com. Go get yourself some, all right? Good for you. All right. Superpower engaged. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings here with Joey Gilbert. I and Joey are both living examples of how God has plucked people out of their normal routines and said, hey, you've done your own thing for a few years now. You've done what you wanted to do, but I need you over here. I need you to engage in this battle. And really, I think as we look at the landscape of America and the state of play within it, there's many millions of people who have been woken up, have been stirred by the hand of God and his divine providence. Perhaps it was Joey Gilbert who was the instrument of God who stirred you and woke you up. You heard Joey's truth. You saw him out on the campaign trail. You saw him on this show or others, and it was Joey who woke you up. Perhaps it was me who did that. Perhaps it was any number of people, General Flynn or Clay Clark or whomever. But the point is that we're waking up and we're taking action. There's many, many things out here in America, in our republic, that remain good cause for hope. For real hope. I'm not talking about hopium. I'm not talking about hanging your hat on a conspiracy theory, but real hope in America. And, you know, I've told you, you know, almost every show, America is not on her deathbed. We are not on life support. We are going to be fine. The media would have you believe otherwise. But look, that's such a vast minority of people that are out there. And so, by the way, is the radical left. We in America enjoy a population, I would say upwards of 85 or 90%. Of people who really live their lives with conservative values. I don't care if they put a Democrat after their name or a Republican after their name, whatever. Most people in this country are good, decent Christian people. and we live our lives as such. So there is reason to be hopeful, very, very much reason to be hopeful. And in the season of hope, Joey, I want to touch on your campaign because your campaign is now a symbol of hope in this week of Thanksgiving, in this week of hope. Your campaign, and I think the reason why it resonates so much is that because you are a symbol of hope. People on both sides, if there were more candidates like you who would simply speak the truth and put America first, these candidates, these rhinos out there, these people that don't understand why more people aren't following them, it's all they need to do is look at you. Put America first, understand that what Trump did was correct, and stand for it, and don't apologize for your convictions. You go.
Absolutely, Doug. That's what this is all about. My entire campaign platform is about the truth. It's about addressing things. I spoke in three church services yesterday on Las Vegas. I had three events last week. I was in Yerington, Nevada. I was in Fallon, Nevada. Then I had an event here. And then I went down to Vegas. And I always come out and I say, guys, and if you look over here on my TV, but, I have my 5 points, which I believe in America right now, no matter where you go, top five priorities are election integrity, the COVID nonsense that we talk about all the time, our schools, our broken schools, the economy, law enforcement or crime in the issues surrounding the crime issues from defunding law enforcement, things like that. Then there's all kinds of things that splinter off that. Yeah. But most importantly, I say to everybody, here's the four part test of whether or not you work with or you support a candidate. And it's what I stand for. Did they censor the truth? Did they peddle the fear? Did they play the game? And are they mandating anything? Censor the truth. Did they tell you this was the most free or fair election in our lifetime? They're lying. Did they say that COVID was so deadly that, you needed to stay home, that you had to put your kids in masks, that you had to lock down businesses? Censor the truth. Peddle the fear. Peddle the fear. There's no treatment. Stay home. There's no treatment for it. We know there is. There's a 3% death rate. No, it's actually, something that most people can recover from, especially if they have treatment. Censor the truth. Peddle the fear. Same thing. The kids are super spreaders. You're going to kill grandma and grandpa. You go to see him. Censor the truth, peddle the fear, play the game. These are our friends, our Democrat, colleagues, as we could call them. It's sometimes, I don't think they're colleagues. I think they're, disasters. But censor the truth, peddle the fear, play the game, wearing the mask, double mask, when they're out in front of the cameras. I'm back at these events with them. As soon as they walk in that door, as soon as they go in the closed restaurant door, masks are off, it's high fives, they're doing shots with each other, they're hugging, they're in pictures. And again, this isn't me. Look at anyone at Nancy Pelosi's events. Look at anyone at Kamala Harris. Go look at the squad leader. She pulls off her mask as she walks. She comes in with the mask, and then as she walks to take a picture, she takes it off. What's the point? Right. Censor the truth, peddle the fear, play the game. And the fourth one is, are they mandating anything? Mass or the Fauci ouchie. If they're mandating, if they're even strongly suggesting it, coercing you or bullying you over it, get them out. That's what this campaign is about. It's a campaign of truth and freedom. This is America. These are God-given and inalienable rights that are given to us by our creator, by our Constitution. And as governor, I will use a couple things to make my decisions. The Bible, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and like I said, the people. All right. It's the people. It's the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll look up there. I'll look at our founding documents. And then I've got our people that I'll be listening to. And then there's a little 11-year-old named Ayala. That's the other one that holds me accountable. Outside of that, that's it, man. And unless you can stick off those 4 points, Doug, remember that. And we've got to get all people saying that. Did they censor the truth? Did they peddle the fear? Did they play the game? Are they mandating anything in the United States of America? And if they are, they're out.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of reason, intellectual maturity, and freedom and liberty right there. Joey Gilbert, gilbertforgovernor.com. Make sure you head over there. Joey, well said, well stated. Obviously, you and I are in alignment. We have, these founding documents of ours, the Bible itself, inspired by God and written by men, every single one of them, the Bible, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and we have at our disposal those documents that guide us into what we call patriotism, what we call hope, what we call liberty, freedom, justice, the American way, all of that, and Absolutely. We make no apology. We're a covenant nation founded by God. You are at the tip of the spear with regards to that effort, and people are drawn to you because of it.
They're drawn to it, Doug, because someone's finally saying what so many people want to say. I'm the people's voice. As the people's champ, like I say, people come up to me everywhere. They say, thank you for saying that. They know I'm facing, like you. We face our critics. We have people coming. I'm getting physical threats. I'm getting all kinds of, people are threatening me every day, everywhere, because I'm standing up for the truth. But you know what's going to be amazing? is they're going to see a shocking victory here. It's not going to be shocking to me. It's not going to be shocking to the people. They can run all the commercials they want. They can spend the millions of dollars. But at the end of the day, the people are speaking. They've had enough. They've had enough. And again, when it comes down to it, you come down to election integrity. When you come down to the COVID nonsense they've done to this country, you come down to what they're doing in our schools. Then you come down to our economy, the crime, Second Amendment, pro-life. All these things are things now that all the majority of Americans are saying, well, hey, wait a second here. You know, what happened to our choice? What happened to our freedoms? What do you mean we have to do this? We have to do that. You know, and again, we're finally getting these awakening, as General Flynn says. And, you know, we're part of the Reawaken America Tour, a Reopen America Tour. But what did President Trump say? America is waking up. And so we're seeing that independents, nonpartisans, and then there's about 30% of Democrats that haven't lost their minds. I'd say 30%. The rest of them, again, and some of these too far left, those are the people driving in their car with their mask on by themselves. We're not going to be able to help them. You just let them go. Let them do their thing. But people that want to understand, you know what, maybe we weren't shot straight here. The media lies about everything. They have about a 10% approval rating. People, about 10% of the population believe them. So you're going to believe them on the most important issues facing our country today? Like, come on, guys. So again, we're going to sit here and hammer this home. And I'm going to continue. I'm using a boxing analogy. If you hit the body enough times, you bang that body, Doug, the head comes down with it. Everybody knows that. Their hands are up right now from all these places. But as we slam these body blows on election integrity, on our schools, on our school boards, on, you know, on these COVID mandates, as we keep hitting them, it's all going to come down. And there are cracks. I'm starting to see cracks that Biden lost at the Court of Appeals for OSHA. Again, I've been saying this. I said this with you. If you go back and look at our shows months ago, I said it's unconstitutional. Absolutely what he's doing. It will not stand. Finally, we're starting to get some cracks in this armor of theirs, and we're gonna bring them down. The whole thing's coming down, Doug.
Amen. And from your words to God's ears, Joey. And of course, tomorrow we have the Mike Lindell case to the Supreme Court again. We hope that thing goes well. We certainly deserve something to go well at that high court level.
Yes,
and perhaps it will.
Well, we're all praying for him. You know, Doug, again, your followers, I see them everywhere. People see me on your show. So I just want to give a huge shout out to what you're doing and to the people listening to Doug Billings. You know, keep supporting Doug. Keep making sure that you spread the word, get more people to watch The Right Side. Because again, I get to come on here once a week. I'm blessed. But folks need to see this show. You need to listen to it. You need to go on his, you know, Facebook page and his website and share it. Share. And then again, last thing I'll say is America's frontline doctors, guys. People are scared. Some people took the jab. They were pressured. We're okay with that. Listen, I love everybody. If you got pressured, if you didn't have informed consent, you took it. There's nothing wrong with that. But get informed now. Don't take these boosters. Get the medication that will help you. Go on AFLDS, americasfrontlinedoctors.org. Get these medications. Put them in your medicine cabinet and spread the truth. Sign up for our newsletter.
Amen. Joey Gilbert, ladies and gentlemen, an attorney for the Frontline Doctors, americasfrontlinedoctors.org. Also, Joey Gilbert, running for governor, gilbertforgovernor.com. Make sure you head over there. gilbertforgovernor.com, prayerful discernment and support over there in whatever way you can, ladies and gentlemen. This is a man who puts America first. He's a true Trump conservative. He makes no apologies for it. This is what we need. And in the state of Nevada, Joey puts that state first. Joey, victory that I probably shouldn't mention to you, but my Kansas City Chiefs really took it to your Las Vegas Raiders a couple of weeks ago. I would be remiss if I didn't rub that one in a little bit.
No, you know what? I don't mind that. I mean, I'm more of a Raiders fan only because they're here. Yeah. But I was a Cowboys fan. First of all, I was born in Chicago.
Well, I'm sorry for last night too, then, Joey.
Yeah, it was a bad night all the way around.
Gosh, it's kind of a double whammy for you, my friend.
I know. That's why I gave it to you. Might as well. But hey, you know, it's all good, brother.
All right, brother. Hey, we love you, and good luck. It's always good to speak with you, Joey.
God bless, man. Thank you, everybody, for watching, for your prayers.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back with some more thoughts right after this. Stay with me.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody, let me tell you about Stewart's pain formula right here. This stuff works. I wouldn't steer you wrong. A few weeks ago, I had some surgery, had some bruising, some stiffness, some soreness associated with it. Put a little bit of this on there, and the pain went away immediately. The deep pain from surgery gone fast. It's not greasy. You can't smell this stuff. Doesn't mess up your clothes. And the bruising healed almost within 4 days. So gone, poof. Stuart's paying for me, though. Stuart spelled S-T-E-U-A-R-T. Go to stuartlaboratories.com, stuartlaboratories.com, and enter the promo code Doug when you order yourself some of this. Look, if you've got arthritis, tennis elbow, you're a golfer, and your joints are out of whack, anywhere you've got pain, rub a little bit of this on there, and Stuart's Pain Formula will take care of you. I've used it myself. I'm not steering you in the wrong direction. Stuart, S-T-E-U-A-R-T, laboratories.com, promo code Doug. Get yourself some. Cheers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. It can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP Shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Well, just when we thought we were saying goodbye to Joey Gilbert, we get a news flash. I had texted our friend, our mutual friend, Bobby Payton, who's running for the Senate from the state of Illinois. And we were talking about this Mary Lamonsky, who is the communication director for DuPage County in Illinois. And I guess I should say former communication director, because in all of this madness that she's posted, Joey, she's offered and tendered her resignation.
You know what? God is great, Doug. God is great. And again, you know, Bobby hasn't responded either. He responded to you, but he hasn't responded to me. I'm waiting for one. And I'm just sitting here laughing because, you know, I know that man and he is a savage and maybe he was already a part of this. Again, guys like us, you know, we're a rare breed and we're actually hopefully bringing more people around to become, you know, more on this offensive. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bobby was all over this since it first came out. But again, this woman, not only is she a horrible, disgusting individual, and not only is she just, you know, morally defunct and all those things you could possibly say about someone, but this lady does not belong in any type of public service. She definitely, I know DuPage County. You got to remember, I was born in Illinois. You know, I know DuPage County. This lady is not a representative of DuPage County. Those are some good folks out there. And for her to say, let me just say this, you know, people are laughing here saying, you know, seriously, how to flush your career down the toilet with one tweet. This is the New York Post. So New York Post is saying stuff like this. She goes on here and she says, let me find out what she just said. Unbelievable. I can't believe I read it. But she went on to say, again, social media director for the Democratic Party in DuPage County. But she said it was probably just self-defense. Lamonsky wrote in a tweet that appeared to have since been deleted, according to Fox News. Living in Wisconsin, he probably felt threatened. Another tweet, which was still online Monday morning, read, referring to the driver being held as a person of interest, right?
Right.
I'm sure he didn't want to hurt anyone. You said this earlier. I'm sure he just came to help the people, she added in her sarcasm-laced missive, apparently. And she is not a, gosh, she can make a train take a dirt road. But let me say this. She also said right here, I'm sad anyone dies. I'm sad anytime anyone dies. I just believe in karma. And this came around quick on the citizens of Wisconsin. So she just wished harm on the citizens of Wisconsin, many of which probably had nothing to do with any of this. As we always know, there's always bad actors everywhere. And the general population, the majority of Americans, have nothing to do with this nonsense, the BLM insanity, anything going on. And again, you know, this to take a shot at just people in Wisconsin over this, it's crazy. Here she goes. You reap what you sow. It's sad people died, but when you open the door to vigilante justice, everyone seems threatening. She then added in a tweet that was still online Monday morning. This is a sick, sick person. Then on Monday morning, Lamonsky said in another tweet, I'm going to hell because I already made a deal with the devil that nobody else on earth will go to hell if I go. So you're welcome. Well, you know what? This disgusting individual needs to be out of public, any type of public, anything. Again, you know, she shouldn't be anything. Again, get her out of here. Get her. Again, this is what we talk about. Get them out. Censor the truth. Peddle the fear. Play the game. get this scumbag out. These corrupt scumbags, they all got to go, Doug. I hope this resignation is serious, and I hope that she doesn't ever get to do anything again.
Amen, brother. Well, look, Joey, you know, you and I both know this is a battle beyond just humanity. This is, you know, people, you know, will sweep this under the carpet. This is demonic. This is Satan at work, and he possesses people even in this day. This is not the movies. This is real life, and this is what people who honor the devil and are possessed by that spirit look like, and this is what they sound like, and this is what they do.
She definitely looks like a monster if you see her picture. On top of that, to say I'm going to hell because I already made a deal with the devil, you don't say that, even in joking. You know what? That's where she is headed. Good luck. You know what? Right. I got no issue for them. I'm not even going to pray for her. I'm glad that she's out.
Joey, thanks for coming back into the segment. Yeah. I knew that once we said goodbye and I saw that news pop up from our mutual friend, Bobby Payton, I'm sure you and he will have a great discussion about this in a moment. But thanks for making time to come back on the program.
Absolutely. Thanks,
all right, Doug. We'll see you, my friend. Cheers.
See ya.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Joey Gilbert. He came back. What news, right? So we're talking about Mary Lemansky, and let me make sure I may not be pronouncing Lemansky, L-E-M-A-N-S-K-I, the DuPage County, Illinois Director of Communications for the Democratic Party. She's resigned based on those comments. Now, look, this is serious. This is what they do. This is the left, all right? They are not the party of God. They're not the party of patriotism. They're not the party of liberty, America, the American way. They're not the party of our founding documents. Evidence of the obvious has now displayed itself once again, and we are left with a decision to make. Do we understand this? Do we believe it or not? We are the party of God. Now, this is an appeal during the week of Thanksgiving to give thanks for the American way, for American exceptionalism, for the gift that God gave us with this republic, because God founded this republic. Our founding documents inspired by God himself, the divine providence of God, that is the presence of God, was meant and intended by our founding fathers to be prevalent throughout the fabric of this republic. That's the truth. It's not a platitude. It's not an ego statement. It's simply the truth. And when we see people like this Illinois communication director of the Democratic Party, Mary Lemansky, and what she has said, how could any of us doubt that there is satanic presence within that party? Now, satanic presence can present itself in ours too, but at least it's not a platform of ours. At least we don't espouse to be that. We might be infiltrated and we'll root those people out, but we are the party of God. We're the party of his divine providence. We don't topple statues of Jesus Christ. We don't want to rewrite our history because we know our history is founded and built upon God and his divine providence. The other side, I put it to you, the other side is not the party of God. So all of you out there who are on the fence, who might be Democrats, but you're looking around thinking, what in the world? This is part of the waking up process. This is what it means by looking around this republic and understanding the woke culture, the satanic, demonish woke culture, which is real. And it exists, and it wants to topple your Christianity. It wants to topple your God. It wants to topple your community and your republic. Well, this is the week of Thanksgiving. We give thanks for our republic. We give thanks for the divine providence of God, and we are not going to let anyone topple it. And the way that we do this is we bond together with one another. We may have differences on the minutiae of it all, but we agree primarily that we are for the republic as founded by God, and we will exercise our rights, our divinely inspired and given rights, bequeathed to us by God himself, the creator of the universe. And we know that to properly honor God, we exercise the rights that he's given us. We don't ignore the rights. We don't not participate in the rights that God has given us, because that does not honor God. So therefore, we will vote. We will speak out. We will gather in massive numbers, whether it's at the election booth or whether it's at Clay Clark's Reawaken America events or whether it's at my event in Branson, Missouri, December 2nd through the 5th. And please, a shameless plug, but please consider going to Branson, Missouri, December 2nd through the 5th. Go to determinedpatriotism.com. and get information about how to attend. There's only about 100 tickets left. This is how we get ideas, how we network and become inspired and motivated to go back home and engage in the local community as we the people. Thankfully, we the people are of God. We are the majority movement, the vast majority. and we will exercise our rights, ladies and gentlemen. I am so thankful for my friend Joey Gilbert and thankful for the relationship that we've developed over the past 19 months, as I am for all of the guests that have been on this show. Most of all, ladies and gentlemen, during this week of Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you. I'll be right back with some closing thoughts about all of that right after this. Please stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, do you want to escape tyranny? I mean, really escape it. Are you in a blue state, or are you in a state that is run and led and managed by commie socialists? Oklahoma may be your answer. Oklahoma is your answer. A thoroughly red state. Every county in that state voted for President Trump. And Shaw Homes is here to help you. Look, the governor, great guy. The commander of the National Guard of Oklahoma, not going to enforce the jab mandates. ShawHomes.com, ladies and gentlemen. Promo code Doug, ShawHomes.com, S-H-A-W Homes.com. If you use the promo code Doug, they will pay your closing costs and give you up to $11,000 of upgrades on any home. Get out of the tyranny. Move to Oklahoma. Look up ShawHomes.com, promo code Doug today. Escape the tyranny. Cheers.
You love your car, and when you get in an accident, you'd love to get it back as soon as possible and looking like new. We're Jerome's Collision Center, and when you need us, we'll be there for you. Jerome's Collision Center. Find out for yourself.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for staying with me. I am like manna from heaven with regards to truth, light, and hope in America. I want to give you all the hope that's readily available out there, and it is abundant. All you have to do is examine your life to see the hope that's there. I don't care what adversity you're facing, what challenge or tragedy you are currently involved in. You have a pack of blessings on your back, and Thanksgiving is the perfect time to begin to reflect on all of that, and especially to prepare ourselves for one of the most holy seasons in our history, the birth of Christ at Christmas time. So as we give thanks for all of that, I'd like to remind you that there are specific ways that when we gather, we become motivated, inspired, enabled, and educated to do just that, to come back home and engage in our local community as our founding documents require us to do. Our engagement in the Republic is how we save the Republic. We the people are designed and meant and intended to be, and all you have to do is look at the founding documents, to be the leaders, the managers, the stewards of this republic. Truly, we are. And when you go to conferences like mine in Branson, Missouri, which happens December 2nd through the 5th, in Branson, Missouri, please go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com and sign up to attend the conference. The Determined Patriotism Conference. Patrick Byrne, Ann Vandersteel, Professor Clements, Seth Keschel. You're going to have John DeLemme. You're going to have Vicki O'Brien, Karen Kingston, Mike Maroney, the commander's artist. So many, many more. Dr. Alan Keyes will be there. Dr. Brian Artis will be there. Clay Clark will be there. Branson, Missouri, December 2nd through the 5th. It's a way that we become motivated, inspired, encouraged, and educated to begin the battle at the local level to retake this republic. I can't encourage you enough. And look, Branson at Christmas time, Christmas in the Ozarks is a sight to behold. We're also going to go out in the evenings on Friday and Saturday. So when you buy your tickets, keep in mind that everybody is a VIP. You will have up close personal interaction with the speakers. You'll be able to have conversations with the speakers, autographs, pictures, all of that, because you're a VIP at these small events. Only 350 tickets available. Only 100 left. So please hurry. Christmas in the Ozarks isn't to be missed. We're going to go out on Friday and Saturday night. When you buy your tickets, please make sure that you sign up for the dinner packages on Friday and Saturday so that you can come with us and enjoy incredible entertainment. Dean Z on Friday night. Dean Z is the world's foremost, the best Elvis tribute artist out there. And then Saturday night, a more traditional show, the Hughes Brothers Family Christmas Show. something to just enjoy with the whole family. A family-friendly event, the Determined Patriotism Conference, Branson, Missouri, December 2nd through the 5th. Go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Cheers.